holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're going to talk about some things that God hates today.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, wonderful day, and you are wonderful people. And listen, I'm glad that God's blessing you. I'm glad that God has given you another day to get it right with Him. One more day to change, one more day to make things right with Him, one more day to make things right with your family, one more day to make things right with your coworker. Yeah. Those they need little love too now. You have to be forgiven for them too, or by them and for them. You have to forgive them too. Huh? So listen. We're going to talk today about a few things that God hates. Now, I'm sure God hates a lot of stuff. We're just going to read a few things that may be touchy. They may be touchy, you know. But yeah, I think we can get through them. I think it'll be okay. I really do. I think you're old enough to handle it, and I'm old enough to handle it, and we just wait for God to give us the wording to say what needs to be said, and to also be aware of how it influences us, or how it tells us what to do. So things that God hates, and then how those things that God hates influences us. And I think we'll go from there. We'll see what God says. And if it's the Lord's will, it'll be all right. If it's not the Lord's will, then it won't be all right. Okay. All right. So we're going to go over to Proverbs 6 today. Proverbs 6, verse 16. Proverbs 6, verse 16. And it says this. There are six things the Lord hates. Six things. I mean, I'm sure it's more than that, but it says here six. So I would just say that it's six. Then it says, seven things he detests. So there's things that he hates, and then there's seven things he detests. Haughty eyes. A lying tongue. Hands that kill the innocent. A heart that plots evil. Feet that race to do wrong. False witness who pours out lies. And a person who sows discord in a family. So let's go back to verse 17. Talking about haughty eyes, or an arrogant demeanor. An arrogant look, a proud look. The look down on you look. Or to look down on others look. That's the haughty eyes, the arrogant attitude. God hates those things. So I guess we better reevaluate how we do that. You know, some people who are just rich, they don't put up with foolishness, sometimes it can be mistaken that they have haughty eyes. It can be mistaken. Just because they're about business or whatever they're doing, they're trying to always get forward and be forward, and it's not the half money, it's to make the money. They like making it. They don't necessarily care about having it. They just want to get more of it, you know. sometimes they can be misconstrued as having haughty eyes. But then there's another group of people who have the money and have the riches, but they're haughty. They look down on people. Or matter of fact, they don't even have to have money to have the attitude that I'm above you. Look, I am above you. You are beneath me. Look. It says here, these are one of the six things, even the seven things that God detests. He hates these things. Haughty eyes. What about a lying tongue? You know, we lie. You know, people lie all the time. You know, they'll say this about they can say this about a movie star or a politician or whatever. And they've never even met the person, and they don't even know if what they're saying is true. They just read it in newspapers or on social media or on the internet or something like that. But you don't really know if that person did that thing, or you don't really know if that person's really like that. You just don't know. But yet you'll go and spread what you've heard. And most times when we spread things or talking about things, they're lies anyway, because we don't know. We just don't know. But we get out there and talk about it. We're spreading lies when we do such things. We don't know about it unless we saw with our own eyes. And then we can't even believe that half the time, you know, because people do magic, you know. And so you're thinking you see something, but you really don't see that. It was a trick, right? So he hates for a lying tongue to travel. That lying tongue, it tears down people. It tears down the oneness of a group. It'll tear down a community. It'll tear down a church. It'll tear down a company. It will. Lying. And that the worst lying is lying and you don't know that you're lying. And you're thinking it's the truth, but you're actually lying. Hands that kill innocent blood or kill the innocent, you know. Well, by now, you know that they've, you know, overturned the Roe v. Wade thing. And, hey, man, I don't know anything about it. All I know is people are upset about it. People are upset about it. And so I have to be mindful on how and what I say. But I don't really have to think about that because God is going to guide me on what to say about this. So he hates the hands that kill the innocent. So that could be just in murdering people, in abortion. It could be in war. It can be in anything. You just never know how people are doing certain things. You know, a lot of times you don't have a choice in war a lot of times, but some people go way beyond war, you know, to do things. And some people go way beyond a whole lot of other things, dealing with abortion. They go way beyond what they're, you know, there to help and everything. But God hates when we do things like that. Okay. I don't know what one person's plight might be or what their situation might be. It's not up to me to address every situation. Every situation might be different. Yeah. And so God would have to deal with whatever it is that you decide to do. God knows. God knows if it's right or not. God knows what needs to happen. You know, and some people have committed these things. And all you can do is forgive them. That's all we can do. That's all ever God can do is just forgive them and move on. You know. But what we got to be careful not to do is get so worked up and do a protest where somebody else gets hurt or somebody dies from this. We're not supposed to get information and get mad. God didn't give us information to get mad and get upset. He didn't give us information, regardless of why they overturned it. Or what the laws were, or what the Constitution was, or whatever. God didn't let you hear information for you to get upset and then to be angry about it. That's not why he gives you information. He gives you information so that you know how to make better decisions in whatever else you're doing in your life. or make better decisions on how to help someone else. I don't know what they're going to do with the whole decision or whatever. I don't know exactly what they plan on doing. But something needs to be said as far as let's not overreact. Let's handle this in a humane way. Let's deal with this in a loving way. Let's deal with this in a sensible way so that we all can talk instead of us screaming at each other. See, it doesn't really make good sense for Republicans to scream at Democrats and Democrats to scream at the Republicans and nobody actually sits down to talk. You know, we have to start talking and stop all the extra screaming and putting each other down. Those things don't help the decisions in the courts and everything else. It just doesn't help. So it talks about hands that kill the innocent. That can be anything. That's not just abortion. That can be anything. You know, you robbing people, somebody gets killed, hitting somebody and gets killed or causing death. You know, you can cause somebody's death by texting on your phone while you should be driving your car. I mean, these are all things that can happen that can shed innocent blood. Here's another one. Verse number 18. A heart that plots evil. A heart that plots evil. While everybody else is asleep, that heart or that mind really is what it's talking about. It's not necessarily talking about your heart. It's talking about your mind. That person is plotting evil. They're plotting the death of people, or they're plotting the firing of somebody. They're plotting the dismantle of a company. They're plotting the stealing of money. They're plotting. These people never did anything to you, and you're plotting to do evil to them. God didn't like that. Now, he didn't say you're going to hell because you do these things. Because everybody's done it one time or another, you know. But you have to be careful in what you're doing. What's the other one? Feet that race to do wrong. They're running to do wrong things. And that's what I was saying about the protest. Don't run to do wrong things. Don't run in there to show your protest and then somebody gets killed behind that. That's not good. Don't run towards it. False witness that pours out lies, a person who sows discord in the family. That is not good. Not good at all.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.